Thank you, Gary. I thought he read that quite well. <Just kidding. laughs> Chancellor Wilkinson, Board Chair Holmes, other board members, as well as President Nelson, fellow cabinet members and university faculty, colleagues and staff, parents, friends, guests, and of course, 2017 graduates. Welcome. Public Speaking 101 would make it clear how not to open an address. Let me illustrate. It is my responsibility for securing the convocation speaker. I was not my first choice. Started strong, didn't I? Last month, the Tyndale community gathered to honor with a reception celebration and gifts for Professor Stephen Thompson as he retires after 29 years of administrative and teaching service at the university. I wanted Professor Thompson to speak today, but he would rather hear me speak. Okay, babe, not quite how he remembers it, our conversation, but here I am, and there he is. Maybe this will help us being able to do this together.
I think you need to show it back here, man. Bobble, bobble, bobble.
In order for you to concentrate, let me say one thing right up front. More will be said later as to how you can possess one of these classic molded icons of our beloved Stevie T. When you get to a certain point in your life, you only stop and count the years when there is a reason or a purpose. I know I've been married 37 years now, because our anniversary was just 3 days ago. My wife should be the one getting the applause, but thank you. I know I am married, and I have the answer, but it is not always immediately retrieved when asked. In giving thought to this address and Professor Thompson's service to Tyndale, I counted my years on working at various Christian universities, from being a resident director during my graduate school to now. I am, as President Nelson has indicated, I'm now in my fourth decade of Christian higher education, primarily at the undergraduate level. Allow me to share some observations, both as I look back personally and specifically thanking Professor Thompson for his service to Tyndale University College. Let me begin and make one thing very clear. A career in Christian higher education is very rewarding and in many ways addictive. As you look behind me, you see those who have contributed to your life, to your intellect, to your character, your spiritual development, and even your vocational trajectory, some in very significant ways. Not all started out, frankly, behind me to be academics. The path of their current position to their current position for many has taken turns, unanticipated diversions to arrive at this time in their life. And I offer to you that you will also experience some of that same journey of faith. Let me illustrate with a couple who are behind me here so that you can have a bit better understanding as to the path that could get you to where you will be someday, celebrating, looking back on 30 or 40 years. Our own Chancellor, Dr. Wilkinson, is currently the executive coach and strategist of the Toronto Youth for Christ, or better known as Youth Unlimited, as well as the Eastern Region of the YFC Canada. Included in his past, he was the executive director of the Toronto chapter and other executive roles with YFC Canada for several decades. He also served for 25 years in administration and teaching here at Tyndale. He established a camp administration major, as well as a youth ministry major while at OBC, and then created the first graduate program in youth ministry in North America at the seminary level, that being OTS. He also served as the VP of Strategic Planning and the VP and Academic Dean of the University College. it's good to know that someone who serves in that role actually lives through it and can continue to function in society. I look forward to that day someday. Prior to his educational involvement at Tyndale and YFC, he was the first general director of two very influential summer camps for children here in Ontario, the Canadian Keswick Youth Camp and Muskoka Woods Sports Retreat. Ask him later what he thought he would be doing when he graduated with a double major in psychology and sociology at the University of Winnipeg. Dr. Elizabeth Davey has taught here since the move from Spadina campus to the Ballyconner campus and here to Bayview. Begin to tally the number of students she has taught, counseled, advised, and mentored. What a kingdom impact. Dr. Davey and her husband, Reverend Davey, who teaches here part-time in our pastoral ministry program, have recently co-authored two books, and they have been serving in leadership in the same church for 25 years. Dr. Nancy Ross, who some of you might know, will be joining us this fall in our psychology department. I recruited her to the Christian University while I was working in Western New York a number of years ago. She was an Ontario high school student, and I was the director of admissions. Dr. Ross came back here to Ontario to pursue and achieve her master's and her PhD program in psychology, and then went on to teach for 20 years at Eastern Nazarene University in Boston. We are now reconnecting after very different paths to arrive here and now. Here's a shorter timeline example for you. In less than a decade of teaching and mentoring students, Dr. Brad Noel, director of the Pentecostal Studies Program, has 100 students and graduates that are now serving back in Newfoundland and Labrador, many in an aspect of pastoral ministry. In that time, he has expanded his reach and his impact 100-fold. Graduates, what is possible for you to do for the kingdom of God in 10 years, 20 years, or 40? In part, this is why Professor Thompson remains in touch with many of his students and how a number of them come back to seek his counsel on life, decisions, career choices, relationship, ministry, even financial counseling. So you ask, why would highly educated, talented, committed Christians choose to serve in this manner at this place for decades? Good question. David Brooks, a regular contributor in the New York Times, wrote this on April 19th. A thick institution becomes part of a person's identity and engages the whole person, head, hands, heart, and soul. So thick institutions have a physical location, often cramped, where members meet face-to-face on a regular basis, like a dinner table or a packed gym or an assembly hall. Such institutions have a set of collective rituals. They have shared tasks, which often involve members closely watching one another, the way hockey teammates have to observe everyone else on the ice. In such institutions, people occasionally sleep overnight in the same retreat center or facility. Let's call it 500 level. So that everyone can see each other's self before makeup and after dinner. It is also important to have an idiosyncratic local culture. Too many colleges, for example, feel like one another, but the ones that really leave a mark on their students have the courage to be distinct. You can love or hate such places, but when you meet a graduate, you know it, and when you meet each other, even decades hence, they know they have something important in common. End of quote. It is my conviction Tyndale University College is a thick institution. Now, don't go and tweet that the dean and the university college, the faculty are dense. I said we're thick. I said we strive to be a thick institution as it relates to community, culture, and our conviction to education, student development, and formation. That said, let me share a few things of what I've learned in my 30-plus years in Christian higher education. Students, you came to us at a formative time of transition. That's first. Whether you were 17 or 37, when you came, many changes were happening to you and with you. I observed over these 30-plus years the many ways God moves and is significant to be a part of a faith community like Tyndale. It is why it is a privilege to work here and, frankly, to have given my life to this endeavor. Second, many of us do not know where God was leading us when we graduated from university. I was once challenged with these words as I tried to plan my life and my vocation. Give your energies to writing the paragraphs of your life well, and God will care for the chapters. The story you will write with your life is best accomplished when you understand it is His story, and that frequently comes with small installments and a matter of faith and trust. The world and societal culture is changing exponentially. Technology and medical science are just a few examples. Mark Cuban, a known scholar, owner of the Dallas Maverick NBA basketball team, who can afford that hobby because he made hundreds of million dollars in the tech field, was quoted as saying recently, had he a chance to do it over again, he would pursue a humanities or a liberal arts degree. Further changes in society and culture are constant and endless. How you think, how you discern, and how you engage are key. Continue to learn as you go from here. Certainly everyone up here has and is. Fourth, one needs to take what one does seriously, but not always so much themselves. Laughter and perspective are important as you respect the significance of your work, your actions, your relationships, and your vocation. Isn't this what you observed and appreciated most about Professor Thompson? Don't you agree, Steve? Okay. It's good to have a faculty agree. I'm just not sure whether human resources would want me striking them on the head to get the agreement, so I'll move on. Number five. Some of you might now be thinking, he said 30 years, he's on number five, is he doing 30? No, I'm not. 27 should be enough. Significant mentoring and investment in you was central during your time here. Many of you received much time and counsel from members of this community. Each year, several graduating students have met with Dr. Reynolds, you might know him as Ben Wren, every Tuesday morning to read a book together. Each of you knew how to read. It was more than merely reading a book, but rather being in formation and relationship together. Think about the staff who also came alongside and gave fully and willingly to meet with you in your needs, your situation, or your circumstances. St. Augustine on Christian teaching says the following, "Since you cannot do good to all, you are to pay special attention to those who, by accident of time or place or circumstances, are brought into closer connection with you." Six, an interest or activity while here in university can become your actual vocation. The number of students in Dr. Azerbehi's TRACE summer camp for children with autism who are now working in this field is significant. What you thought might be an event or a requirement may become a passion or even a vocational calling. Seven, David Brooks in his book, The Road to Character, speaks to what he calls the culture of the big me, which emphasizes external successes. He challenges his readers to rebalance the scales between our resume virtues, which are those things that we achieve through wealth, relationship, fame, and status, to our eulogy virtues, those that exist at the core of our being, kindness, bravery, honesty, or faithfulness, focusing on what kind of relationships we have formed. What you did here, I firmly believe, has shaped what you have become. As you go from here doing, be Christ to all you encounter. Eight, graduates, you did not achieve this accomplishment alone. Your family shares in this moment. You have heard our president frequently state, we are a privately funded, publicly accountable university. This places the weight of funding your education upon you, your family, contributors to the scholarships and bursaries, and others. This investment in your education is now a kingdom asset. Nine, as you go from here, you will not be static. Just as your life and vocation will be dynamic and fluid, so is Tyndall University experiencing that same growth and change. It is our desire every year to see new and significant improvements to programs, facilities, and resources. Recently, we launched an apologetics concentration through our philosophy program. Currently, we are finalizing a major in music and also in international development. Courses in communication and creative writing in our English department are in development, as well as a shared venture with business, philosophy, and history and global studies to have a combined program of philosophy, political science, and economics. I have observed that the healthy universities are consistently striving for more and better. I would want that you, as you leave and as you look back and as you revisit, you grow excited about what is now here that may not have been available to you. That's part of a dynamic place. This brings us to the scripture Professor Thompson read in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. And so now you're thinking, oh, wow, now he's going to preach. It's okay. Take a breath and remember, I have learned a few things in my 30-plus years in Christian higher education and sitting through many convocation speeches. First thing I learned is that few, if any, came to hear the speaker. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even get my wife to come today. And we just had an anniversary. 11. The Apostle Paul speaks of sowing and reaping generously, with cheerfulness and abundance. My challenge is look again behind me and reflect on your experience during your academic and formative time here. Go forth, and as verse 8 states, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. It has been my privilege and honor to serve you during your time at Tyndale, and my joy to get to know a number of you through various events, functions, roles, and circumstances. My prayer is that you will know God's grace in every way available, live fully for Him, and remember all that your experience has been within the context of a thick institution of distinction, development, and formation. I conclude with a quote from Parker J. Palmer in his book, Let Your Life Speak, Listening for the Voice of Vocation. And I quote, self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer others. Anything we can listen to true self and give the care it equips and requires. So we do not only for ourselves, but for the many whose lives we touch. It is my hope you have experienced support, challenge, formative learning, and personal care. That is what a thick institution provides. Now let's talk about you going forward. Please establish early the practice of self-care. Many of you have pushed yourselves hard to arrive at this achievement. Well done. Celebrate. As someone with a few more miles on the old chassis, please take care of yourself. The context God is placing you in needs you for the duration, for the distance, whatever that may be, now and evermore. And may in all of this you have a clear sense that not only does God love you, God is in relationship with you, and God requires that all that you have is His for His benefit and glory.